Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. New details this morning on a 14-year-old who was brought in for questioning in the stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman. Authorities have freed that teenager. They tell ABC News the boy was with a lawyer and made no statements, and law enforcement officials declined to charge him at this time, so he was released. He is not believed to be the person who stabbed 18-year-old Tessa Majors. A 13-year-old is still being held in juvenile detention on felony murder and other charges. Now this word comes as people in the neighborhood continue to deal with the shock.
16-year-old Leah Schaefer has lived her whole life on Morningside Drive, and as she stood at the makeshift memorial of flowers where Tessa Major was murdered, Leah found it hard to believe because she's always used the park for fun things.
I've played soccer down there. I've searched for Easter eggs down there. I've hung out with my friends down there.
So can you see yourself doing that again?
But I think it's just one of those moments where it's just like it reminds you of what could happen.
And while she contemplated that, a police diver searched a small pond in the park for any items the killers may have discarded there. A 13-year-old boy is under arrest. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on Morningside Drive.
New Jersey pawn shop owner is facing weapons possession charges in a case stemming from the shootout in Jersey City. Newark federal prosecutors reportedly say a slip of paper in the pocket of killer David Anderson had a partial phone number and address for Ahmed Ahadi's pawn shop in Keyport. The Daily News quotes a federal complaint saying that when authorities searched a safe in that shop Friday, they found three handguns, and a search of his home turned up more weapons, including three assault rifles. Ahadi was held yesterday, pending a hearing tomorrow. Meantime, the FBI says it has recovered a van that may be linked to those killings. The white van was found yesterday morning in Orange. It's being examined for any evidence related to the attack. No other details right now. All of this as the mourning continues for the four victims of the shooting. There's a memorial service last night for 49-year-old Douglas Rodriguez amid a GoFundMe effort to raise money to send his body back to his native Ecuador for burial and help his wife and young daughter. That page was at $102,000 at last call. SantaCon revelers making it to the nice list?
Oh, come on down, come on down.
That was a sound from an LIRR train last night. Revelers returning from Manhattan to Long Island restrained a drunken guy who started spewing hateful comments and swinging a knife. That's the cell phone video. Matthew Mont tells 1010 Winds it started with a guy who was selling homophobic slurs.
There was an altercation happened. Somebody had pulled a knife and a bunch of people jumped on him and they managed to hold the guy down and beat him up pretty bad until the cops had arrived, which then he was still restraining and resisting arrest.
One passenger was stabbed in the leg, but is expected to be okay. MTA police say the suspect was taken into custody. No word so far on the charges. As for the actual SantaCon pub crawl in Manhattan, police say at least four people were arrested. They're not given any details on that. Revelers who talked to 1010 Winds say the event isn't what people think.
I just love Santa. It's the season. We're all out here for a good cause, first and foremost. And then, it's Saturday, so just like to party.
But, you know, some people associate SantaCon with just a bunch of drunken Santas.
Well, that's just bad PR. It's fake news. It's a little bit of everything. You know, that Santa's got a horrible rap now. And I just think it's important that we all come out here and show our love for the big guy.
And speaking of showing their love for the big guy, commuter railroads banned alcohol from noon yesterday to noon today because of SantaCon. So you want to keep your packages safe? Get a Bob box. That's what a guy from Bed-Stuy is saying. DJ Bob James telling the Post he's come up with a wooden lockbox you could put in any front yard or building lobby. The box, which is exactly what it sounds like, a big wooden box with a lock and key, is intended to foil the porch pirates. The Post says he's been out in the streets of Brooklyn talking the thing up for weeks now, selling them for $199 per. So far, no luck, though. He hasn't even sold one. Police also want some help finding more teens wanted in a summer robbery spree in which the suspects found their victims on Snapchat. The three robberies happened in July. In each case, the victims communicated with a female suspect on Snapchat and agreed to meet her at a store or other spot in the Bronx. When they got there, they were robbed at knife point by a group of teenagers. Police have arrested a 16-year-old girl, but they're still looking for another female and two males in the muggings. They've released photos and video. Urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. Felix Rowatin, the Wall Street wizard who helped save New York City from bankruptcy, has died at his home in New York. He spent most of his career with the illustrious investment house Lazard as a banker and advisor to corporate clients. In 1975, he played a central role in preventing the bankruptcy of the city as chair of the Municipal Assistance Corporation and the chief negotiator between the city, its labor unions, and creditors. He held that post for nearly two decades. Rowatin also helped launch the boom in the mergers and corporate takeovers that he eventually came to hate. In 1997, Rowatin was named ambassador to France by President Bill Clinton. He was 91 years old.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.